If anybody remembers the Redbird record label today, it's probably because of the Shangri-Las, the quartet of twins whose teen drama set a standard for pop music kitsch. But there's more to the story, as rock historian Ed Ward tells us.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married.
It was 1963. Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller were riding high as songwriters and producers, their songs up and down the pop charts. So, Jerry said many years later, after a while we got to thinking, why should we settle for 2 cents when we could have our own record company and get 21 cents? Redbird Records was born. Almost immediately, some of the brightest young talent in New York's Brill Building showed up to pitch songs and maybe get a shot at producing one. Lieber and Stoller, hot off their success with Atlantic Records, wanted to pursue a direction that would come to be known as soul. Instead, Jeff Barry and Ellie Greenwich wrote Chapel of Love for a New Orleans group called the Dixie Cups, and Redbird had its first million seller. Still, Jerry and Mike did have the right idea, even if the records didn't sell too well.
We've already said goodbye. And since you gotta go, boy, you had better go now. Go now, go now.
Bessie Banks' Go Now is still hailed as an early soul masterpiece, even though it was the Moody Blues remake that made the charts. And then there was Alvin Robinson, who perhaps sounded a bit too much like Ray Charles for his own good.
Lord, I swear, the perfume you wear was made out of turnip greens. Every time I kiss you, girl, it tastes like pork and beans. Even though you're wearing them city-fied high heels, I can tell by your giant step you've been walking through them cotton fields.
Again, the Brits were listening. This song's probably better known in its version by the Rolling Stones. One of the young wannabe producers who caught the boss's ears was George Morton, nicknamed Shadow because he had a knack for disappearing. He took two pairs of twins from Queens, an Ellie Greenwich song, and Redbird had its next number one record.
Is she really going out with him?
Well, there she is. Let's ask her.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm. Gee, it must be great riding with him.
Is he picking you up after school today?
Mm-mm.
By the way, where'd you meet him?
I met him at the candy store. He turned around and smiled at me. You get the picture?
Yes, we see.
That's when I fell for the leader of the pack. My folks were always putting him down.
Down, down.
Early on, Lieber and Stoller had taken on a partner, George Goldner, whose legendary doo-wop recordings had defined the New York sound in the 1950s. He knew the Brill Building, but he wasn't too sure about this other thing his partners were onto, so the label split. Redbird for the pop recordings, Blue Cat for the soul. And it was Redbird which kept having the hits.
Someday I hope to make him my own mind. And he's neat. And also
backup singers are male, but the Ad-Libs' Boy from New York City is one of the classic girl group records. Even when the girls didn't come in groups, that's the kind of records they made.
I've been trying to make you love me, but everything I try just takes you further from me. You don't love me, no, no, so you treat me cruel. But no matter how you hurt me, I'll always be your fool. But if you don't want me forever, and if you don't need me forever, and if you can't love me forever, take me for a little while so I can hold you, baby, so I can make you want me.
Songs like Take Me for a Little While by Evie Sands, however, came out on Blue Cat and is a fine example of an early experiment with white soul. And, of course, it only sold locally. Eventually, Lieber and Stoller had had enough. They weren't doing what they wanted. A lot of their 21 cents disappeared around George Goldner, who was addicted to gambling and involved with shady characters. And so in 1966, they sold him their share of the company for a penny, but wisely kept their share of the publishing. Times were changing, and the Brill Building pop Redbird did so well was losing its popularity. The Shangri-Las faded away, Shadow Morton went on to produce Vanilla Fudge, and an era was over.
Rock historian Ed Ward, he currently lives in Berlin. This is Fresh Air.